boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I've got a bit of a bone to pick with you, Destiny.
Why?
You asked if I would drop you off yesterday at home after work because you didn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, sure. That's totally fine. I didn't realize it was going to be a pain in my butt.
I didn't make you like go anywhere else but home. So I don't understand what the problem
is.
And I don't live that far from here.
No. In fact, I was like, I'm going to have to stop and get gas. So here's an extra 5 minutes of hanging out. But you have this thing where you just don't give directions.
You're right. I am kind of bad at that.
Dude, I have been to your new place once and I had to use GPS to get there because mm-hmm. I was dropping something off to you. And I'm not really good. Like, I don't know the side of town that you live on. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to get from here, the radio station, to your place. So we get in the car. And after I get my gas last night, I start driving. And I'm like, is she going to tell me where to go? Like, which way? You're like, oh, yeah, get on the interstate. I knew that. And then beyond that, I was like, am I going to take one of these exits? And you're like, oh, yeah, it's actually the next one. And I was like, what were you going to do? When I just kept driving, were you even going to say anything? Probably not.
No, if you would have missed it, I would have been like, oh, well, we could take the next one, I guess. It will just mean we get to hang out for five more extra minutes because it's a longer of a drive. No, I just, the problem is I always assume everyone knows where I am. I'm a very bad direction giver. I know
very.
I am. And because people always, when they give me a ride or anywhere, they're like, which way am I going? And I'm like, oh, yeah, keep going. And or turn this way or whatever. I'm a very bad direction giver. The other problem is I'm talking the whole time.
You were gabbing. And I literally, you finally told me which exit I needed to use. And then I got off the exit. And I'm like, so am I going straight? Oh, no. You need to take a right. And then you just get right back into it. Well, anyways, and then this is what happened earlier today. And I'm like, I got to cut you off at some point because I don't know where I'm going. I'm lost.
You're right.
Actually, next time, no. I think I will just take your address and I will put it in my phone.
And then just let GPS. Don't let me do it.
I need to let GPS handle it because you do not have.
Shut up.
Well, you said it nicer than I did.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kissy, kissy. That's what we're talking about today. I knew you were going to do that. So there's a viral list going around of the best top makeout locations in the United States of America. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
So I want to go through a couple of them.
Only a couple?
Yeah, because.
What a disgrace.
I'm sorry. And I'll tell you right now that nowhere in Iowa.
I'll drive.
Is in the top 10.
I'll fly.
Nowhere in the Midwest is in the top 10.
I'll fly.
So a couple noteworthy ones, I guess. Red Rock Canyon in Nevada.
I've never even heard of that before.
Oh, good. This is going to be interesting. It's a lot of like really scenic highways and national parks and things. So there's Lookout Mountain Parkway in Tennessee. I don't know what that is. Sounds lovely.
I like the name.
Pikes Peak Highway in Colorado. That's in the mountains. Great Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee. And number one top makeout location, okay, is Hana Highway in Maui in Hawaii, which is like the iconic highway that people drive. I think my parents drove it when they
went. Did they make out?
I don't want to know, honestly. I don't.
I do. Give me your mom's phone number later.
No,
I'll call her.
I'm not doing that. But yeah, those are the top things, which is a lot of highways, so I guess it's people pulling off and having a little make out. But then I got to thinking, okay, so Iowa didn't make it, obviously.
Are you going to ask me where's the best makeout spot?
What would it be in the area, I guess? You ever had a make out on top of Trashmore?
No, but I always said I think it would be romantic.
That would be romantic because mm-hmm. there's a nice view.
I do say that downtown Cedar Rapids is one of the most romantic, hear me out, is one of the most romantic looking places around Christmas because of the way they light up the city.
Oh.
They like have all these Christmas lights. The Alliant Energy building looks really pretty. They make it look Christmassy. So you know what? Smack dab in the middle of Cedar Rapids. Find me on First Avenue. I'll be making out with someone. Just find me there.
Just a random person.
December 1st. I'll see you 7 p.m.
All
someone.
Right. It's a date, I guess.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I realized today that I think I'm living in the wrong state. I was born and I'm living in the wrong state.
What,
I don't belong.
You think you're too good?
No, I don't think I'm good enough, I think is the best way to put it.
Okay.
I think I need to move to Texas, which I don't think I can do the heat. I'm more of a cold person. I mm-hmm. like winter. I like fall. So I don't really know how I'm going to handle it, but I do think I need to move to Texas. Hear me out. I was watching this girl on TikTok today and she was making chili. And I was just like watching her put all the ingredients in. And then she says, if you're from Texas, don't watch this. As she then puts in beans. And I was like, okay. So then I was confused. So my stepmom.
Yeah, why do the Texans care?
That's what I was concerned about. So I texted my stepmom and I was like, hey, why'd she tell the Texans to not look? And she was like, that's because in Texas, we don't put beans in our chili. And I was like, what?
Mm.
She's like, well, I'm not. She's like, apparently I don't follow the rules because she does like to put chili in her beans. Or her, she likes to put, I worded that wrong. She likes to put beans in her chili is what she said. But,
whoops.
My bad. But I was like, oh my God, if you know me, you know I hate beans and chili. I need to live in Texas. If that's a normal thing, I could be going to all the like cookouts and everything, dude.
Yeah.
I do not belong here.
I don't think I do either because, listen, will I eat chili if it has beans in it? Yeah.
I won't.
I'll
eat everything but the beans.
Yeah, if I can pick around them, I will. Mm-hmm. But like a chili with no beans
is the best.
Is my perfect chili. Which anybody else, like my mother or I don't know, anytime I've ever made chili before, people are like, where are the beans? I'm like, dude,
They're nasty.
I don't like a bean. It's ruining my whole bowl of chili.
And I hate to say this, but I'm sorry. Iowans, you do it wrong, and I hate to say it, but they put all sorts of beans in it. They put the red, they put the white, they put all the... I'm like, that's too many beans. I'm not trying to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Gross. Big game tomorrow. Lots of energy from both sides always. Mm-hmm. And I thought it's pretty much inevitable at some point tomorrow you're going to run into somebody from the opposing team.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's at your tailgate, whether you're headed into the stadium, you're probably going to have somebody behind you that you're like, oh my God, for real. Why do they have to cheer for that team?
Right.
Personally, as a Hawkeye fan, I will be cheering for Iowa, but I am going to keep things fair right now. And I want to make sure everybody has a couple insults ready to be thrown during the tailgate, during the game, when you start to have a little quibble.
Okay.
With the other team. So, I'll start with, as an Iowa fan, things that I would say to an Iowa State fan if they were annoying me. So tell me something like, oh, boo, you guys stink or something.
Ew, you are gross.
Not me. It's about the team.
Yeah,
don't be rude to me. I already
Sorry, I've been wanting to say that for a while.
Oh, my God.
Boo. There you go. Was
that
good?
Oh, yeah? Well, Iowa State eats Nebraska corn.
That was good.
Ooh. Okay, now tell me something else. Mean.
You're going to lose.
Oh, yeah? Well, even Glenn Powell wouldn't chase a cyclone.
Oh.
Thank you. I like that one because of the Twisters movie. Okay, now I'm going to cosplay as an Iowa State person right now. So
this is going to be hard.
This is a little difficult for me. Now, you pretend to be an Iowa fan and tell me something.
Mm. Do you ever win?
Well, don't ask me a question.
Oh, you're good. This is hard, dude. You put me on the spot.
Boo Hawkeyes.
Boo Hawkeyes.
Oh, wait, no, I'm the Iowa State person.
That's what I thought. I
okay,
was like,
boo Iowa State.
Boo State.
Oh, yeah. Well, Caitlin Clark can't help you now. I know. That's mean. That would hit you or hurt.
I didn't like that one.
She's the beloved one. Okay, one
I
more.
I hope no one took notes on that one. I did not like that
okay,
one.
Okay, no, there's one more. And honestly, even as an Iowa fan, this is my favorite one.
State sucks.
Yeah, well, I'd rather drink Hawkeye than be one. Period.
Nobody wants to drink that.
Don't say that to me tomorrow or I'll cry.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
September is so silly to me because I'm looking outside right now and it looks like summertime. It looks like you could be out there in shorts and a t-shirt. And
grilling some hot dogs.
Grilling some hot dogs, hamburgies, whatever you want to choose. But I was out running errands earlier this morning and it was giving very much fall. It was overcast. I had a sweatshirt on and I was like perfectly cozy. This is the time of year where you have like several seasons throughout the day. And in what, 2 weeks, it'll probably be winter in the morning, right? And then it goes into fall. And then by peak afternoon, it's summer again. And then you just repeat the cycle.
This is the season where you feel stupid with what you're wearing.
Always.
Because you like wake up in the morning, you go outside, maybe you let the dog out or whatever, you just peek out the door and you're like, okay,
burr.
It's very cold. It's very fall like. I'm going to wear my boots and my scarf, right? And then by like this time, you're like sweating and you're like, well, I feel stupid. What and everyone in the office is judging me because I got too excited for fall.
And then you walk out to your car, which has been sitting in the sun, and you're
and
like,
it's a sauna.
Why did I wear the scarf today?
Water!
Exactly that.
See, this is the season for looking stupid.
And lots of laundry.
Oh, yeah, because you're changing your outfit. Yeah, you're right.
It's a lot of layers.
Stock up on the laundry detergent.
I guess that's the vibe for September is sweating and laundry
detergent.
Yeah.
That's it.
If September had a scent, that's what it would be.
I just want to say a round of applause to the men.
Yeah. What?
To the men who understand the assignment.
For what?
What's the assignment?
Yeah, what is it?
She's like, I didn't do it. And what was due?
My dog ate it.
You always wanted to say that. I found out that neighbor man understands the assignment, and I'm pretty proud of him. The assignment is when you know that a certain date will require cute Instagram photos. So this weekend on Sunday, we're going to go apple picking with my family. And I was telling him about how apple picking with my family goes. I was like, okay, we're going to go, but like we don't stick together. Like my family's going to branch out. Like one sister and her husband, they're going to go probably to like Song of the Summer. They're going to pick that apple, okay? And then the other sister and her family, they're going to go down to that other apple, like, you know, they're going to pick that one. So you and I, we're going to go for Honeycrisp, okay? Because that's what we want.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to dress cute. And he was like, well, duh. I understand.
Oh, he wasn't even surprised.
No, he understood the assignment. He's like, of course, we're going to take photos. I get it. Mm. I was like, duh, we got to take cute ones. And we're going to be taking a lot. I don't know if he knows that.
Well, see, that's what I was going to ask. Because, like, obviously, the man's been on Instagram. He's seen every other couple in the world probably post the same thing. But, like, is this his first real test as an Instagram boyfriend?
I think so, yeah, I guess, kind of.
Because, okay, so if you're splitting up from your family, who's going to take the pictures? Are you expecting him to take pictures of, like, cute pics of you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, this is really big.
And because you know how I am, because you hate taking photos of me.
It's honestly the worst. It's the worst thing I ever had to do.
Because I know you hate taking photos of me because you'll take about 100. And the first one, I'm going to be like, that wasn't good enough. And we'll go about to 99 more photos.
And then she picks the first one that you took. It's
every
horrifying.
Every time I do that. And if it's a waste of your time, but I'm going to do it to him. And I do want to take a couple photos. I don't know how we're going to do this. I don't know if I take a tripod or if I put it up in the tree. I'm not really sure.
Oh.
Or maybe I make other people take the photo. I'm not really sure. But we are going to do the whole thing.
Are you going to pick any apples at all?
Well, duh, you have to have your basket full of apples. And I do actually want apples.
Oh, but also
mostly for the photos.
Mostly for the Instagram.
Don't be the one who shows up at the party empty-handed. Cocktails are considered a side dish, you know? It's holiday spirits with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Okay, I hope that we're inspiring people to go home and watch the original Beetlejuice tonight. so that you can go watch Beetlejuice sometime this weekend.
That's what I'm doing. I'm so excited.
It's opening weekend. It's been like 30 plus years since the original. So now those of us that grew up with it are old enough to drink. Okay. So we're going to celebrate.
So we're going to do it
with some Beetlejuice, if you know what I'm saying. So Destiny requested this, and I think I pulled something out. So I hope you can follow because you haven't seen it. You know what Beetlejuice looks like, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling from the lime green, a little bit of purple. So to start, I have squeezed in half a lime per drink in my shaker of ice. And then I put in 2 ounces of pineapple juice.
Ooh.
And then I'm going in with an ounce and a half, a shot each of just plain vodka. If you wanted to, you could do a flavor, you could do like apple or something, but what we're using next is sour apple schnapps, which, oh my God, my nose is like going crazy smelling this. I think it's going to be sweet enough on its own. So.
Oh, okay. So you're like, maybe don't mix another. Like,
I'm going to do regular vodka, but if you're really into the sweets, I think you could do apple vodka if okay. you wanted to, but we're just going to do 1 ounce per drink of the sour apple pucker. And then we shake that up. Oh, maybe you know how I struggle with this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I did a little prep before this drink, and I think I've outdone myself. Okay, so I did a little like sugar rim, which is cute, and I used purple so that the drink would be green and the rim could be purple because that's Beetlejuice's thing. But I froze some ice cubes
what?
And I put gummy worms in them because Beetlejuice is dirty and grimy and gross. So I think you could literally do this for a kid's party if you were making just like a big punch. It's adorable.
Shut up. So wait, you made ice cubes and those have gummy worms in them?
Yeah, I got little trays. I shoved in some gummy worms and then I froze them with just water. You could do it with juice if you
That's
wanted
cool.
to.
That's cool.
So it's adorable. Thank you so much. So I'm just gonna, ooh, oh, that's a good Beetlejuice color, actually. It's a little yellow, green, swamp water. Ooh, it looks delicious.
Okay, well, when you say swamp water, I don't know if that's...
Well, we're not done because then we're gonna take, this is where I'm like, we're gonna take Mountain Dew.
Okay.
And we're going to top it off. I'm going to choose not to do that much to start because I know both of us think Mountain Dew is a bit sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to top that off. It made it a little more green. And then...
Ooh, I can smell it.
I'll give you a nice green festive straw and we'll give it a taste.
Oh, I'm so excited. Ooh!
It smells like sour apples, which, you know what? This is a fun... Like, you could do this for Halloween.
Oh, this
even,
smells so good.
Because it looks... It could pass as a Joker drink, too.
It could.
If you wanted it to. Okay, I'm going in for it.
Me too. Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That tastes like fall, honestly.
Yeah.
Spookiness aside, it's like apple-y.
Mm-hmm.
Not too sweet, really.
Mm-hmm.
If you're light with the Mountain Dew, this is like...
That's almost like a mimosa, but like a pineapple mimosa, almost. That's good.
Pineapple...
Oh,
Apple.
It's so festive and so cute.
Oh, my God. What can I say? I'm the ghost with the most.
Is that...
You don't get it.
It's a reference.
You need to watch the movie.
Okay. It's my assignment this week.
Okay, good.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here, right? We're all going for Iowa, the University of Iowa.
Personally, right? Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Yeah. We don't hate each other. That's all I just wanted to make sure.
Not yet.
But we are back for some football trivia.
We are. It is Hate Week, Iowa versus Iowa State, a game that brings the state together through hatred.
Yes,
I
love it.
Schools that we attended or didn't attend or whatever. Start with question one. Which school between Iowa or Iowa State has the most native Iowans on it? Is it the Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Wow.
I'm going to say Iowa State.
I'll say Iowa.
Iowa is correct.
Yes.
I did the math, 57 native Iowans to 51.
Did you go through and tally all those?
I did.
Good for you.
Wow.
I am a nerd. I did it in the name of show prep for my show on 1600 ESPN. We'll just call it that. All right, so Taylor's up 1-0. Question two, Iowa, if you did not see last week, 492 yards of offense. That's the first time in decades it feels like they had that many yards of offense. It was the highest output by the offense since what year? 2018, 2019, 2020, or 2021?
2019, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
2018.
2019
is correct. Darn it. They had 644 yards against Middle Tennessee State. Yes, that is a school.
Okay.
Things hopefully trending in the right direction for the Iowa offense. True or false, three of Iowa State's last four wins in this series have come in Iowa City.
True.
False.
It is true, actually. Hey. They last won in 2022, 10-7. That was just an awful day, an awful game, period. They won in 2014, 20-17, and they won 9-6 in 2012. All three of those were in Kinnick. So go figure. Hopefully it's not a bad omen for the game this weekend. Question number, I've lost track of who's leading. Wait, I think
me.
Destiny's you. Leading. Last question, Iowa true freshman Reese Vanderzee. He had a debut to remember last week. 5 catches for 66 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win over Illinois State. He is the first freshman receiver to have 2 touchdowns in a game since what season? 2007, 2010, 2017, or 2020?
Huh? I mean,
was he even born in 2007? I don't know.
No, we're talking about somebody else.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I was half listening. Then 2017. I don't know.
What were the other options?
I thought we were talking about himself.
2007, 2010, or 2020.
Oh, 2007.
2017 was right.
Oh, my God. And I was half listening.
Smith-Marset was the 2017 player who had 2 touchdowns as a freshman.
And here's the thing that's going to make you mad is I don't even know if the game is home or away.
It's, this weekend?
It's in Iowa City.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Which
is why I said with question 3, hopefully it's not a bad omen that Iowa State won.
Did you listen at all?
What am I doing here? Am I speaking English? What's going on?
No.
You know, one day you're young and you're excited about a new skateboard or like, I don't know, an iPod or an iPad or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And the next day you're excited about a mop or a vacuum or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Today's a sign I'm getting old because my sister texted me and I'm really excited about this because she sent me a picture of a plant that's like overgrowing. It's doing so well. She's like, do you still want, need this hanging style plant? They're too long for above the sink. So I need to snip them and then put them in the water for you so you can have some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so freaking excited, Taylor. I'm getting a plant.
Well, you're getting a sprout, it sounds like.
Yeah, this is what being an adult is. I hate it so much.
I mean, I'm happy for you and your new addition to your family.
This is what being an adult is. It's like you get excited for a plant. It's so dumb.
I'll be concerned once you like are sitting there watching it, waiting for it to grow.
More concerning when I talk to it, because you know that helps it grow.
And unfortunately, I think that's gonna happen.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
All right, welcome to my masterclass.
Doing one?
No, I'm not. I'm just passing along information that I feel like people
now,
might...
Now, this is somebody I want to take a masterclass from.
This is information you might want this weekend if you're hitting the bars, you're going out on a first date, because there is some research going viral about the most effective expression for flirting.
Girl, I still need this.
AKA what your face...
I've already locked my man, but I could still use it.
You can flirt with your man, and this is talking about what your face should be doing, because sometimes we think we're flirting and we're being...
And it looks like I need to go to the bathroom
creepy,
instead.
You're being awkward. So here are the tips that the experts give. Number one, head turned to one side.
Okay.
Nice. Okay, check. Number two, head tilting down. A little.
Okay, I was going to say double chin,
no, you
bro.
Don't, yeah, you don't want to hit the double chin. Whoa, territory. Okay. Number three is slight smile. Oh, that's a bit more than slight.
Oh, sorry.
And then...
I don't know how to do a slight smile.
Number four is eye contact. Yeah, I mean...
What do you mean eye contact?
I think with the person that you're flirting with. I don't... They make it sound really easy, but you just proved it's really not.
Don't hate me for saying this, but I think I live next to a couple of losers.
Hey, I don't live next to you, so I'm not offended, but I am scared that you're going to start like a feud in your neighborhood for no reason at all.
Hear me out. I think you're going to agree with me when I say this. They're kind of losers because they didn't get the message.
About what?
You know, the CR News Now, you can get the message about like all sorts of things, like traffic in your area, if like roads are going to be closed or
weather.
I love that. But they also tell you about trash. So, for instance, I got a text message. I think it was like Monday or Tuesday. And they were like, due to Labor Day, trash is delayed by a day. So I'm normally like a Friday day, but it's delayed a day. So I'm a Saturday trash girl now. But nobody got the message in my neighborhood. Losers. So they all have their trash out last night. And it's all sitting out today. And they're probably like, well, the garbage man, why didn't you come around? And I'm like, should have got the message. Here's the problem, though. There's raccoons in our neighborhood.
I know about the raccoons.
Sometimes raccoons are going to get to their trash. And I'm just saying. Not my problem.
Can I make a confession?
What?
I'm one of those dummies. Okay, I don't live in Cedar Rapids. I live in North Liberty, and normally my trash day is Tuesday. We set it out Monday, even though it was Labor Day. We didn't think about it. Next day, we both got home from work. We're like, what the heck? Like, everybody's trash cans are still out. Where
did all the garbage people quit?
Yeah, what the heck? Did they get a 4-day weekend? That's weird. And then we realized
Labor Day.
Actually 3 days later when my boyfriend's younger brother was like, what? You guys, it was Labor Day. I'm like, oh.
Should have got the best
lips.
You see it happen in movies all the time, but lucky for me, I do not have to worry about my bestie stealing my man from me.
I mean, I'd like to say it. There's nothing that you should be worrying about.
I don't have to worry about you cheating on him. I don't have to worry about you
guys.
I'm
not cheating on him. I'm not with him. What is with you?
I don't have to worry about you guys running away, falling in love, like in another country. I don't have to worry about any of this because I just know you two are not meant to be together.
Good.
And I realized this last night, okay? Because we were watching Emily in Paris, okay? And we've been obsessed with this show.
Okay.
And I noticed this a couple of times, Taylor, but last night I finally addressed it with him, is that when we watch this show, and obviously it's kind of like a rom-com, right? There are moments where there's a little bit of like romance, or there's like a love scene, or there's like moments where there's like a happy moment of love happens, right?
Yeah.
He will grab my hand and he squeezes it because he gets happy. You know when you get mushy, well, maybe you don't. But when like love gets, like something lovey happens in like a movie or a TV show, you get so happy, you get so giddy. He was doing that. And he would grab my hand and he would squeeze it because he gets so excited about it. And I was like, oh my God, he loves love like I do. And I know you don't. You think that's disgusting. So I know you're never going to cheat on him.
No, because if somebody's squeezing my hand while I'm trying to watch TV, I'm grabbing the fly swatter.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Okay, just a couple minutes ago, you and I were talking in between the song, right? What were we talking about? She's like, whoa there. Like, were we talking about a lot of different things?
I don't know. Like, am I advised to even say it? Probably wasn't appropriate.
We talk about a lot of different things. I said to you, God, I could really go for like a 16-hour nap right about now. And you said, look at you yawning.
You're talking about napping. How am I not supposed to yawn?
And then you go, yeah, I could go for that about right. I could go for that about right now, too.
Mm-hmm. Clearly, I'm down to nap. Is that what this is?
You just want to stop and just nap? We're just going to play this for the next 16 hours.
That's fine.
Don't tell
me. I'm not going to be awake. I don't have to suffer.
We might get fired for it, but it's fine.
But the nap is going to hit.
It's going to slap, dude. Well, it inspired. Since we're both really tired right now, we could go for a 16-hour nap. Kind of inspired tonight's trivia question.
All right.
The most common recurring dreams include 1, falling.
Hate it.
2, being chased.
Ew.
And I keep having that one. And what is 3?
What's chasing you?
Don't ask.
Okay. You can text in your guest 319-200-1029.
Last week it was a water buffalo. because you had that story about a water buffalo, yeah, and then that water buffalo was chasing me.
Interesting.
So I said, don't
ask. Yeah, that's scary.
The most common recurring dreams include 1, falling. 2, being chased. We want to know, what is 3?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical Guesses on Z102.9.
It's not just a regular trivia question. No. No, this is a sleepy trivia. A sleepy trivia question. Because, you know, you would think you're pretty productive on a Thursday. You're not.
Who?
Who is? You're lying to yourself. No, you just want it to be Friday. That's what you're telling yourself. And tomorrow it is. You can get through this as long as you take a 16-hour nap. That's what Taylor and I are hoping for.
Yeah, sleep through Friday, and then it's suddenly Saturday.
It's going to be beautiful. Well, tonight's sleepy trivia question. The most common recurring dreams include 1, falling. 2, being chased. What is 3?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far 5367 says being lost.
I had those a couple times.
I feel like I had that a lot as a child. I had a recurring dream that I was lost in Florida. I don't know. It was weird.
Have you been to Florida?
I think it was either before we like went to Disney World as a family or right after. So Florida was on the mind.
And then that dream started
yeah,
happening.
I kept getting lost in Florida. Scary.
That little Mickey Mouse got to you, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to have that dream tonight.
I knew it. 4049 said flying.
I don't know that I've ever had that. Mine's always falling. Never
really?
No, it's not happening.
I don't always. What's a once in a blue moon of the falling one? Luckily, I wake up every time before before it ends. You know?
Flying, do you have like wings that sprout out of your back?
Flying in an airplane.
Oh, boring. God. Geez.
What are you, a bird?
I don't dream about flying. I fall every time.
Oh, I'm in an airplane and it's like falling.
That's terrible. Okay. 1761 says teeth falling out.
I have never in my life had that dream.
It's horrible. The way that you wake up and like try to figure out if all your teeth are there, it's terrifying. And then sometimes like
people say it's awful, but I've never had
it. It's horrible. I feel like I've looked it up before. I think it means you're like really stressed or something probably. That's just my entire life.
Well, that's you every day.
But then I literally, anytime it happens, I will talk myself into like, oh my God, my bottom like tooth is loose and I'm scared and I need to call my orthodontist. Because it feels like it. It feels so real. It's gross.
No, I've never had the teeth falling out, which is what a lot of people have. And I've never had a black and white dream. People always, apparently majority of people like sleep in, or have the black and white dream. Mine are always in color. I guess have you ever had a black and white?
I don't know. I've never thought about it. I don't know. I can't remember.
I'm like, my antenna works. I got them in color, baby.
Bad service. I can't
Loop
even remember.
Everything is in color over here.
Somebody needs to whack my TV. I don't know. I
Just
guess I've never thought about it.
Just put the tin foil on it. Everything will be okay.
I'll pay attention next time, I guess.
Well, I've literally never had it in black and white. I don't know what people are talking about. Anyways, the trivia question tonight, because we're tired. I might need an energy drink. The most common recurring dreams include 1, falling. 2, being chased. And what is 3?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in less than 3 minutes.
It could be what I've been recently having, which is a pregnant dream.
Oh, my God.
I don't like it.
Pregnant with what?
Don't ask. That's a valid question. Hopefully this trivia question inspires you to go home and treat yourself to a nice nap. You deserve it, girl.
Thanks.
Boy,
I know I do.
You.
That's how I feel.
I wasn't talking to you. Okay.
I do. I do. I need a nap.
Yeah.
I'm
right.
Gonna get fussy here really quick.
Okay. Well, we don't want that now, do we?
No.
The question tonight, the most common recurring dreams include 1, falling, and 2, being chased. What is 3?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
being back in school, but as an adult. That is 3. Have you ever had that?
I don't know that I have. I would say the closest thing I've had to that is I'll have dreams that I'm like back on dance team, whether it be high school or college, and I'll be on stage and everybody knows the dance and I don't.
Really?
That's like a nightmare. I haven't had that in a long time.
Okay. So what I don't have that I'm back in school as an adult, but what I do have is that I'm back in school, college age. Like I'm still like, I'm a college kid or I'm a high school kid.
Mm-hmm.
And like I flunked. Like, oh my my college degree is a lie, or my high school diploma is a lie. Like, I never actually earned them.
Finished school.
Yeah. So, like, I have those nightmares that, like, everything was a lie, which honestly, it kind of really is, because I really did cheat in algebra. And in college, I did cheat in that geometry class, too. So, it's all a lie, actually. So, really, is it actually a nightmare? Because it's all true.
Your life is a nightmare.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.